Do you want to go down to a 40-hour week without losing revenue? If you're ready to let go of all the extra hours, the stress, the overwhelm, and the clients who hijack your time, consider my signature program, Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. In it, we'll get your accounting practice under control. We'll fix your pricing problems. I'll show you ways to price so you stop giving away the farm so you bring in more revenue for the work you're already doing. I'll help you disengage the clients who are good people, but are holding your business back and slowing you down. I'll help you package up your services and design them so they're easy for your clients to understand and choose from, while helping you simplify and standardize what you sell. And we'll focus on making your messaging more interesting and compelling, so you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with and break out of the hodgepodge of referrals trap. We get your prices up. We get your workload down. We standardize, we simplify, we streamline. And we do this at a pace that feels doable, where you feel confident in every choice you make. Prices up, workload down. Registration is open now. We start Tuesday, May 7th. Come with us. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to find out more. Hello and welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help you work less and make more. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, I want to talk to you about starting a podcast. This is episode 200 for me. That's almost 4 years of weekly podcasting. And I want to take a moment to acknowledge myself for how badass that is. Because 4 years ago, there were still a lot of podcasters, but it was still kind of new. And I was admittedly intimidated by all things audio and technical. And back then, the technology is not as seamless and frictionless as it is now. And there was a lot to do to get this thing built and stood up and alive and running, and then creating valuable content that you would tune into every week. So I'm giving myself a pat on the back for getting to 200 podcast episodes. Nice work, Geraldine. This whole thing started because I got laid up with vertigo. And I had just had the room set so spinning that I got sick in my petunias. Go back and listen to John Lee Dumas episode 192. If you want the whole story, I'll spare you. On this one, he has a course called Podcaster's Paradise. I could not move my head. Otherwise, it set the room spinning. So I binge watched Podcaster's Paradise. And then 4 months later, this podcast went live. Thank you for trusting me to give you guidance, and thank you for tuning in week after week, and thank you for sharing the episode and helping this podcast reach more listeners. So I want to talk to you about why and how podcasting can be great for your business, because it has been the core of my business for 4 years, and my business wouldn't be where it is without a podcast. And I want to share this with you because I see very few accountants and CPAs with podcasts in niche spaces. And I do look for them because I want to get them on my podcast, and they're very difficult to find. And yet podcasting can be so valuable for your business and so beneficial. So let me give you a bunch of reasons why that is, and why, especially for accountants and CPAs, I think you are uniquely positioned to benefit from creating and having a podcast. So, number one, podcasting grows your audience. So right now, if you don't have a lot of leads that you're cultivating or warming up over time, having a podcast can help you grow an audience. It can help you if you're starting from zero, and it can help you if you already have an audience and you want to grow it. Having an audience, in air quotes, is a thing that a lot of CPAs and accountants don't even talk about. It's not really a thing that's sort of included or baked into the typical business model in the accounting space. But the accounting business model, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I think it's broken. You've made it work. Sort of like how I told the story in episode 195, when my car got hit by a drunk driver and the driver's side door didn't work, and so I would crawl in through the passenger side across the stick shift into the driver's side seat. Like, I made it work, but you could convince yourself that it works, and it does work, but it's not really ideal. And once you get a driver's side door, you're like, oh, this is a lot better. No wonder they have these. Having an audience that you cultivate and grow is a wonderful way to grow your business and to attract high value, ideal buyer clients to you. Number two, when you have a podcast, you learn a lot as the host. It's an opportunity to interview guests from around your niche and from other fields of expertise that might relate to your niche and learn from them. And you can enrich, you can broaden your own learning outside the tax and accounting space about your niche, right? So if you're niched into, let's say, real estate investors, you can bring in a bunch of people who are vendors, if you will, in the real estate space or experts in the real estate space and learn from them. And you can pass your learning along to your real estate investor clients if that's your niche. You deepen your expertise in your own niche when you have a podcast by bringing in guests who are also serving that niche. When you deepen your expertise, you are able to provide more value. When you're able to provide more value, you capture that with your prices. And when you become expert for long enough, you become an authority. And when you're the authority for long enough, you become the authority. And when you're the authority, you command who you work with and when, and you decide when you want to take clients on and at what price. Becoming the authority might be a few years away, but that's the path that you can get on. When you have a podcast, it helps you grow what's called a list. Shorthand for a subscriber list. People who come to your website, you have a free PDF lead magnet for them that's really valuable. They enter their email address, they get your PDF lead magnet. Then you start to have a list. Most CPAs and accountants don't have this functionality on their website. They don't have a list. If they do have a list, maybe they email it once a month. I actually study this. Anytime that I find a CPA's website with an email list, I'll sign up for it just to see what I get. And usually what I get is not very valuable. It is like factory produced content that is not applicable to the audience they're talking to, and it's kind of drivel, and like it's just not very good, and it's totally intermittent. It is not doing what it could be doing in terms of warming up an audience. Now, a lot of CPAs will say, but I don't need to market. I already have too many clients. The reason you have too many clients is because you don't know how to market. When you market well, you market to your ideal buyer, and then you get great clients. If you have a lot of terrible clients who call you from the car dealership asking about whether they should buy or lease, that's because your marketing is not doing its job. So back to your list, you can grow a list. When you have a list, you can sell to your list. You can create other kinds of products beyond just accounting that you can offer to your list, and 3% of them at any given time are likely to buy from you. If you didn't listen to Brandon Hall's episode, The Real Estate Investor, go back and listen to that one. It's in the 180s, maybe. He has a bunch of products, information products that he sells, and he has a giant list. Having a subscriber list is an asset for your business. The larger your list is, the more people you have in your audience that you can warm up over time and sell to. When you have a podcast, it enables you to grow your list. When you have a podcast, it grows your connections and your network. It is a wonderful way to connect with people that you would like to connect with. Who doesn't love having an audience and being able to leverage somebody's audience for free in the form of a 30-minute interview? You can reach out and connect to people who would otherwise probably not give you the time of day if you didn't have a podcast. Because I have a podcast, I've talked to John Lee Dumas, I've had Alan Weiss on, Donna Lyons, Mike Michalowicz, Barbara Stanny Huson, Rochelle Moulton, and John Warlow. Those are people who I would never have been able to talk to if I didn't have a podcast. When you invite great minds on your podcast, again, you get to deepen your learning, especially on particular subject matters that are valuable to your clients. So I've learned a ton from Brandon Poe and Alan Colton about multiples when CPAs want to sell their firm. I've learned a ton about selling and sales from James Ashford, from Nikki Roush. I've learned a ton about pricing from Jonathan Stark, from Ron Baker, from Mark Stiving, from Janine Liston. Tons and tons of great information that I can interpret for my listeners and give to them in a way that they can apply effectively to their businesses. So this facilitates the whole expertise and growing authority. And then when ideal buyers are listening to your podcast, they tend to come better educated, they tend to come pre-qualified, and in some cases, they even come pre-sold. where they're like, I've been listening to your podcast. I love it. Everything you say is so great. I've been binge listening the back catalog and I'm ready to work with you. Great clients, great people who are great fits for you because they've sort of pre-selected and pre-filtered, right? They like your style. They like your energy. They like your personality. They've pre-filtered themselves and you didn't even know they were listening. I mean, you might know that there are 700 people who downloaded your podcast, but you don't know what their name is or what their email address is. And all of a sudden, they show up at your front door and they're like, I want to work with you. And I can promise you that that is a mind-blowing experience in the most amazing way. When somebody who is ideal for you, that you're like, I would love to work with this kind of person, and that you've just been talking to them, like talking at your microphone in a little foam pop filter, being like, this is the kind of person I want to work with. I would be so excited to work with this kind of person. And you talk to them week after week. And then all of a sudden, they put time on your calendar and you're like, oh my God, you're my person. I would love to work with you. And they say, when can we get started? It is the most amazing connection. I love podcasting on a personal level because it forces me to stretch myself. It forces me to see what I am made of. I never thought that I was a person who could have a podcast 5 years ago. It was not in my self-concept. I don't like audio. I don't like technical. I don't understand how these things work. I did not think of myself as a podcaster, nor did I think of somebody who had anything of value to share. So I had to really adjust my self-concept and make myself do it, despite having any evidence that it would work. I had to hoist myself up by the back of my jeans, show up every week, and commit to giving value to you, my listener. And it was uncomfortable at times. I will not pretend like this has been a cakewalk, but it has been an amazing experience to give myself in my life, to stretch myself, to see what I'm made of. Because if you've been listening for a while, you know I like to see what I'm made of, right? It's why I travel by myself all around. It's why I run marathons and did an Ironman. I like to see what I'm made of. Can I do this? Can I run a marathon? I don't know. Maybe. Let me sign up and see what happens. Ooh, okay, I'm going to do that again. Ooh, maybe I could run Boston. Ooh, let me sign up and see what happens. Ooh, maybe I could run a maybe I could do an Ironman. Ooh, let me sign up and see what happens. Let me see. Can I go to Burma by myself on a bike? Ooh, let me see what happens. Can I go to China? Maybe I could go to China. Ooh, let me see what happens. Let me see if I can do it. Having a podcast has forced me to see what I can do. And I love that. But I realize that that's not in everybody's DNA. I can all but guarantee you will find personal development somewhere in launching a podcast. But let me give you two more things I think are specific to the accounting space. When I look at the accounting space, I see a lot of uniformity, kind of like a sleeve of saltines. And I scratch my head and I'm like, what is going on over here? Why so uniform? I know that business owners are a diverse bunch, and I know that they need expertise from somebody who can speak to them in a way that they understand. I also know, having been a woman all my life, that the playing field is tipped. It's uphill. Sometimes we get the sun in our eyes and the wind is in our face. And I would be down with that if we could just switch sides at halftime. But when you're a chicken business, there ain't no switching sides at halftime. And okay, fine. Like, it's made me who I am. But I see other people who have a playing field that is even more tipped than the one that I run on. And, you know, running uphill makes you stronger, so okay, I'm down with it. But there are some times where it's just effed up. And it's just not okay. So to me, I'm not into unfair, like blatantly unfair playing fields. Not down with that. And this is my own personal style. I find uniformity to be boring. That's not to say that all uniformity is boring. But I just find it boring. I like eclectic. I like diverse. I like the unexpected. I like being challenged. I like seeing the world through other people's eyes. I like having my point of view changed. I like learning things that stretch me and challenge me in ways that are really uncomfortable. It's why I've been all around the world, 50 countries, all 7 continents. I like things that are international. I like speaking other languages. I like seeing the world through other people's eyes. And because I like that as a podcaster, and this is my podcast, I speak to a diverse set of people. And I bring on as diverse a set of people as I can. And I want to increase that and continue that. And I know as a female business owner that we're at certain disadvantages in certain ways. And I don't like that at all. I don't like it. And I know that there are women out there who don't get the financial advice that they need for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they don't seek it out because they're intimidated. And I want that to change because there are female business owners who are poised, positioned, ready to be super successful, and they need financial guidance from people who will talk to them in ways that they can understand and relate to. And I want women to make more money in business, and I want them to get better financial guidance from their person. So I predetermine and I shape my audience and I bring in the people that I like to be around. And then who comes to me is people who like to be around me and who I like to be around. You get to preform your audience and you get to talk about things that you uniquely care about. I know you didn't get a master's in taxation to do W-2s. You have more game to bring and you have more passion to bring and you have more to deliver while you're here on earth with your one precious life. When you have a podcast, you get to bring your business to life. You get to breathe a heart into it. And you get to make an impact that is beyond your geography and beyond what you ever might have been able to do without a podcast. So let me bring in one more logical piece. And that is, with the world changing as fast as it is, and with technology changing, and with the pandemic having finally forced accountants to get virtual, accountants and CPAs are decreasingly limited by geography. I knew that when I lived in Missoula, that if I wanted to create the thing that I knew I could create, I would have to get up and out of Missoula. But I didn't want to leave Missoula because I loved it. And I was like, how am I going to get up and out of Missoula? I created a podcast. My podcast helped me rise up and travel all across state lines and even around the world. Now, with tax, my understanding is that you probably want to have your clients inside your state for state reasons or at least close by. So, of course, there's that to consider. But consider that it used to be that your clients were either in your zip code or very close to your zip code. That no longer needs to hold true. You have been untethered from your zip code in a way that was not possible 15 years ago or maybe even 10. The cords were already cut, but the pandemic just swept away the cords. For those who are willing to narrow who they work with and deepen their expertise, they will quickly rise up and above those who are unwilling. And when you can rise up and above and you can be seen from afar with your podcast, you will be the first, if not among the first, to talk to the best possible clients. Think of it like the California Gold Rush, 1948. It wasn't the people who stayed home skeptically and thought to themselves, I'm just going to see how this plays out, who did the best. It was the ones who were like, ooh, I see an opportunity. I'm going to check that out. And you didn't have to be the very first. You just had to be in the early phase. If you were in the early phase of the gold rush, you were psyched. And all the ones who were skeptical, let me see how this plays out, they were left panning for stones. There's a brand new playing field that has opened up with the pandemic that has cut the tethers of geography in ways that are brand new to the accounting space that did not exist 3 years ago. So why do I tell you all this? I tell you this because you have an opportunity in front of you. An opportunity to grow an audience, to grow a list size, to deepen your expertise, to become an authority, to become the nation's leading authority, to stretch yourself in certain ways that you would not otherwise, to become a better person, to become a better business owner, to attract great clients, to predetermine and shape your audience, to work with exactly the people you would be so psyched to work with, and to create an impact that's larger than you could ever actually know. You can do this with a podcast, and they are so much easier to launch today than they were 4 years ago, than they were 8 years ago when you really had to figure out the tech on your own. They're so much easier to launch. I helped a client launch a podcast in 5 hours last month. She's got 6 episodes up. We'll have her on the show in another episode. We launched her podcast in 5 hours, whole thing, ready to go. Now all she needs to do is put out a 10-minute episode every single week, and she is on the way to becoming the nation's leading authority in her field. When you're an authority, you command your prices. When you command your prices, you don't have to take on as many clients. When you don't have to take on as many clients, you don't have to work as hard for the same amount of money. That's how you work less and make more. Okay, so if you want a part of this, launching a podcast, just launching it, you can, but it might not line up with your business. So let me give you a pro tip here from experience. In the early days, you can go back and listen to early episodes of my podcast. And what I can tell you is that my funnel didn't line up with my business. So you want to be thoughtful. If you're going to use a podcast for your business, you want your funnel to line up. You want your podcast, and your which is the top of your funnel, to line up with your business. And if your business is generalism, if that's your positioning in the marketplace, it's going to be really difficult. Trust me, I've been there. What we want is for you to have a niche so that you can talk to your people, so that you can talk to your ideal buyer, so that you can understand deeply the problems that they have, not just that they want to make more money, not just that they want to save on taxes, but all the ways you can help them save on taxes. Because you understand the specific challenges of the industry, of the business that they're in. If you launch a podcast to everybody, you are going to launch to crickets, and you will stay launching to crickets, talking to crickets week after week, and there will be tumbleweeds rolling through your studio. I want your podcast, if it's going to serve your business, to focus on a specific audience, to focus on a specific set of problems that you solve for your people so that you can teach them what they need to know in order to be better at their business, to get their own time back, to make more money without having to work so hard and be so stressed out. So they can make better real estate investments and not go under and not have to be scrambling for cash and all the things that real estate investors do. So that you can talk specifically to their problems, so that you can talk about the solutions that you provide, so that you can talk about the process you take them through, so that they can go, oh my gosh, this person knows me inside and out. I need to work with her. If this sounds appealing to you and you're like, ooh, I do want to be first to that gold rush. This is the stuff that we work on in CPA Mastermind. This is what we set you up to do, to get in position to do. You can launch a podcast right out of the gates. You can. The risk is that you launch to a general population and you burn a lot of time. I can help you create a targeted podcast. We need to work on your niche. We need to work on the problems you solve for your people, the solutions you provide for them, the results that they get from working with you, the process that you take them through, and the value that that creates, the outcomes that that creates, because that's what they want to buy. When we create a podcast for you where you talk about these things in that way, you grow your audience, you grow your list size, you deepen your expertise, you become an authority, you charge a lot of money, you don't have to work as hard. That's what we work through in CPA Mastermind. We do all of those things. Launching a podcast is just one of the many benefits that you get when you're inside CPA Mastermind. It's a subcourse that I've created that you can take advantage of when you're inside it. It's free. There's no extra charge. You get access to my 200, thank you very much, episodes of podcasting. Everything I've learned, expedited, shortcut, so that you can take off running and not trip on your shoelaces right out of the gates. So if you want a business where you get your life back, where your business is on the right track, where it's profitable, madly profitable, simple and easy and straightforward to run, and doesn't occupy all of your weeks, all of your nights, all of your weekends, check out CPA Mastermind. I designed it to be the best program for CPAs and accountants who want to get their business on the right track. If you're curious or interested, head over to my website, geraldinecarter.com/interest, and get on the interest list. And that way you can stay apprised of updates and get special access to bonus trainings and content that people who are not on the interest list do not get. As always, thank you for being a loyal listener. And here's to another 200 episodes. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Registration is open now, but it won't be for long. Go to GeraldineCarter.com now to enroll today.